Shopping turns to shooting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Man opened fire inside an Indiana mall.
I just looked at my kids and I told them, come on, let's go. And we started running.
The shooter killed three people and injured two more. Then he got shot and killed.
It appears that a good Samaritan that was armed observed the shooting in progress and shot the shooter.
Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen says the 22-year-old who was licensed to carry his gun was a hero. They're still trying to figure out the motive for the dead gunman. The accused killer in the Buffalo supermarket massacre that left 10 black people dead will be arraigned today on federal hate crimes charges, which could get Peyton Gendron the death penalty. A school shooter in Florida who killed 17 students and adults is facing the same fate, going on trial today.
More than 4 years after Nicholas Cruz was captured after a shooting spree at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, a jury will now decide whether he lives or dies. Cruz has already pleaded guilty to all counts of murder and attempted murder.
Fox's Eben Brown, a new probe of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting, says there were massive systemic police failures. Republican State Rep Dustin Burroughs led the investigation, says 376 officers responded.
There were victims in there being killed or dying and did not do more. I believe those agencies will have to find accountability for those officers.
He says no one took command, so it took them more than an hour to stop and kill the gunman after 19 students and two teachers were murdered. There's another attempt today to ban abortions in Louisiana, trying to lift a judge's order blocking it.
Louisiana's attorney general is expected to argue that the state ban is constitutional and should no longer be blocked. The state's so-called trigger ban does not have exceptions for victims of rape and incest and has taken effect twice and been blocked twice since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
They'll start to pick a jury today to put Steve Bannon on trial, the ex-Trump White House advisor charged with contempt of Congress for not cooperating with a Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. Bannon recently did offer to testify, but the Justice Department called that not genuine. That committee has another hearing this week.
The primetime hearing set for this Thursday plans to focus on the riot itself, moment by moment. Republican committee member Adam Kinzinger on CBS Face the Nation says if you watch looking for more detail.
We have filled in the blanks. I can't necessarily say that the motives behind every piece of information we know we'll be able to explain, but this is going to open people's eyes in a big way.
Kinzinger went as far as saying that former President Trump, in his words, didn't do anything to stop the riot, and the committee will show that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, most other Republicans have called this investigation one-sided and unfair. The former president has called it fake and a hoax. On Wall Street, stocks could surge at the opening bell. Dow futures up more than 200 points. There is big celebrity news.
Ben and Jen say I do. TMZ reporting that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck tied the knot Saturday night in Las Vegas, with court records showing the couple got a marriage license in Clark County, Nevada. Bennifer famously reunited last year, 17 years after calling off their first engagement. The on-the-floor singer revealed her engagement to the Oscar winner in a video on Instagram back in April, flashing her ring for fans to see. This is J-Lo's fourth time down the aisle and the second time for Affleck.
That's Fox's Amanda Napolitano. Cameron Smith is golf's newest major champion. He won the British Open on NBC.
I think it was probably about being smart off the tees, where we could be, get myself in the fairway and then just give myself a look at birdie.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.